This episode of the NPTE Clinical Files is brought to you by the NPTE Test Strategy Playbook. Hey PTs, is your PEAT score less than 75%? And if it is, when you review your practice exams, do you find several questions that you had the knowledge to, but you still got the question wrong? Listen, you're not alone, and you might have a test-taking strategy problem. You need to visit destroythenpte.com to find out how you can stop getting questions wrong about the topics that you know. Visit destroythenpte.com. You are now tuning in to the NPTE Clinical Files, two mock NPTE-based questions told and solved week by week. Thank you for tuning in to the NPTE Clinical Files. My name is Kyle Rice, the NPTE Prep Coach, the founder of the PT Hustle, and the creator of the NPTE Prep Success Course 2.0. And for this week's NPTE Clinical File, we have our patient, Tim. And Tim is being evaluated by physical therapy for functional decline and poor blood sugar control. Now, upon examination, the therapist finds multiple pressure ulcers on the patient's plantar surfaces. However, the patient seems unaware. Which of the following monofilaments would best confirm the reasoning for the observed wound? So we have A, 5.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. B is 4.17 or the 1 gram monofilament. C is 1.17 or the 1 gram monofilament, and D is 8.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. All right, so for this case, we have our patient Tim's coming into physical therapy for the functional decline and then the poor blood sugar control. Now, it's important that we slow up for a moment because you should be having some bells going off on your head right now, all right? That poor blood sugar control is important. And it should be ringing bells off as far as like, well, what health condition is this associated with? And we know, well, poor blood sugar control is really consistent with someone who has diabetes mellitus, and more specifically, a diabetes mellitus type 2, which represents about 90 to 95% of the population who has diabetes, all right? And so it says, upon examination, the therapist finds multiple pressure ulcers on the patient's plantar surfaces. However, the patient seems unaware. Now, let's slow up for a moment because we know that plantar ulcers are extremely painful. All right, so the patient should be feeling it. However, the patient's not even aware. So that's letting us know that obviously the patient has some sensation problems. But when we think about it, that's pretty consistent with someone who has or has had a diabetes mellitus type 2. Because we know that prolonged diabetes can lead to peripheral neuropathy. That's very consistent. All right, and so we're sensing that this patient has some type of sensory-related issues here. Now, the question stem says, which monofilament would best confirm the reasoning for the observed wounds? And so really what we're looking for is a type of monofilament that is going to test for protective sensation. Well, we want to really know, does this patient have protective sensation? Because if he doesn't, this is the reason why we're having the multiple pressure ulcers. So if you're not familiar with monofilaments, it's a specific tool that we use in order to test for sensation. And we could test it on the hands, the feet. We could test it in a lot of different places, but it's typically done in the extremity. Now, the monofilament is, again, this tool that we use. It has a piece to it that we push into the foot or the hand, and we push it in until the monofilament bends, all right? And we're looking to test if the patient can feel when the monofilament is going in and when it is bending into the foot or the hand, all right? Now, the monofilament does not break the skin at all or anything like that. It's just there, again, to test for the patient's sensation. And so we have these different grades, all right, or these different levels of monofilaments. Like in A, A says 5.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. Well, this type of monofilament, when you push it into the skin, it's going to put forth 10 grams of force, all right? And so the question is, well, is this the type of monofilament that we want to use, the 5.07 or 10 gram monofilament? And I really like A as the answer because, well, I know that the 5.07 is one of the major types of monofilaments that we need to know for the amputee first. All right, we need to know that. The other piece is the fact that the 10 gram monofilament is the one that tests for protective sensation. We know that if we use this monofilament, we push it in, it bends, and the patient is unable to tell us if they feel it or not, we know that this patient lacks protective sensation. And that means that if there's a pebble or something in the shoe that's pushing and stabbing into their foot, they're unable to feel it. They're unable to make the correction and take the pebble out. And that could lead to something like a pressure ulcer. All right. And so if the patient is unable to feel the 5.07 or 10 gram monofilament, they don't have protective sensation, and that could lead to pressure ulcers. I love A. I think it is the best answer right now, but we always have to look at B, C, and D to make sure we can rule those out. All right. So when we look at B, 4.17 or the 1 gram monofilament, this is another important monofilament to know for the MPTE. Why? Because the 4.17, 1 gram, is known as the monofilament that tests for normal sensation. All right. It's testing for normal sensation. And so same deal. We're pushing this one into the foot. We're waiting until it bends. We know that we're putting forth 1 gram of force. Now, I will say that this isn't the best answer. Reason being is that, well, a person can have not normal sensation or abnormal sensation, but they can still have protective sensation though, all right? Does that make sense? I mean, when we're really thinking about these monofilaments, the 1 gram one, you can think about it as being like Kleenex, let's say, all right? And you're kind of swiping Kleenex across the bottom of the foot. And so you're asking the patient, can you feel that? And the patient's like, no. All right. And so it's like, okay, well, they don't have normal sensation. But then let's say that the 5.07 or the 10 gram monofilament, it's like my finger. And so then I push my finger into the foot and the patient's like, oh, yeah, I feel that. All right. So the patient doesn't have normal sensation, but they still have protective sensation. All right. And so B cannot possibly be the answer here because it just doesn't tell us enough about the patient's sensation in order to confirm that the reason why the patient has these multiple pressure ulcers is because they just lack the sensation, all right? It doesn't give us enough information about that. Let's look at C. C says 1.17 or 1 gram monofilament. Now, in order for you to really eliminate this answer choice, you have to have a good understanding of the monofilaments. You have to understand that the 4.17 monofilament is equal to 1 gram of force, all right? The 1.17 is not equal to 1 gram of force, and therefore C cannot be correct because it's just not the appropriate ratio, and it's just not an accurate answer choice. So let's take out C. C does not make sense. That does not fit with the picture. All right. Now, when we look at D, D says 8.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. When we look at this one, again, the 5.07 or A says 5.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. Well, listen, the 5.07, 10 gram is the correct ratio. We know that that's for protective sensation like I spoke to you about before. But D says 8.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. Well, the ratio is not correct. The 8.07 does not correspond to 10 grams of force. And therefore, D must be incorrect. It is not testing for protective sensation. All right. And so that leaves us with our final answer of A, 5.07 or the 10 gram monofilament. If you got this question correct, virtual auditory high five right now. Congratulations on this one. If you didn't get this question correct, it may have been due to the fact of, you know, the knowledge related to monofilaments, selecting the right one based upon your knowledge of, well, what's normal sensation? What's protective sensation, all right? And so you may want to refer to a text like O'Sullivan in order to get information related to this specific topic. Now, test-taking strategy is also an important part of getting these types of questions correct because being able to pick out the specific words that you're going to need to use in order to eliminate answer choices is super important for you to get questions right on the MPTE, but also build that confidence that continues to help you get more and more questions correct, all right? And so if you love questions just like this, if you want more questions just like this, I want you to join me at destroythempte.com where I'm gonna give you not only a ton of questions just like these, but an opportunity to learn my specific test-taking strategy system to help you dominate your MPTE. I wanna thank you for listening to this episode of the MPTE Clinical Files. As always, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you on the next one. This episode of the MPTE Clinical Files is brought to you by the MPTE Test Strategy Playbook. If you are constantly getting down to the final two answers but always seem to select the wrong one, visit destroythempte.com to learn how to get down to the final answer fast.